Today on The Droids, we're here to remind you that we still exist. It's the Droid Boys summer this week on The Droids.
What they throw.
Welcome back to... What'd you say?
I was going to say I was trying to do like a Beach Boys thing.
Okay, we could do a seven-part harmony.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that was my...
So, welcome to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. It's a loosey-goosey episode, as
Real
we've
loose.
Called it. That's what we're naming this permutation. We were going... Listen. Listen, everybody. We're here for you. We got up early to record the last chapters of The Light of the Jedi. I know you've been waiting. It's been 6 months since the release. And we're finally finishing it up. I know that, StarWars.com did a story about this. We've been talking to the New York Times about doing a story about this. How one podcast can drag out one thing for so long. We had some technical snafus.
Yeah.
And so Chris and I are here to remind you that the droids, we know we've been gone for a few weeks. It's summer, baby.
Right. Yeah.
What
are we? Peter Jackson's The Hobbit?
Explain that.
Well, because we're dragging out a short story over
a
long...
Well, I see, yes. What are we? Peter Jackson's The Hobbit? we took a few bye weeks just because, you know, things are busy. It's summer. Chris got stuck at the beach.
I'm still there.
Chris went on a surfing safari, and he had trouble. He had passport issues, and he couldn't get back from the surfing safari.
My hair is bleach blonde.
So we're back. We're here to remind you that the droids are still here. We have not discontinued the podcast,
no.
Of course.
Despite the rumors.
I know that, listen, I've seen Droids Pod Twitter. It's been circulating around. Here's a great reminder. I was on Mean Book Club this week. Great fun. Go check out the Mean Book Club podcast.
Right.
We'll be doing a wrap up of the entire Bad Batch season eventually.
Mm-hmm.
When we've all watched it. Here's the other thing, Chris.
Yes.
We don't have kids, but two of the droid boys do.
Right.
And
so we'll throw
from
them
what
under
I understand,
bus.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
They're busy men. How are you, Chris?
Hey, you know what? I'm just sitting on the couch doing nothing, to be honest. And I think I'm doing well. It's just, like you said, it's summer. It's hard to get everyone's schedules together. So we just wanted to let everyone know... Also, the gods of technology are just not on our side this morning.
They're not.
But we just want to let everyone know we're still there for you. There's a lot going on in the Star Wars world. I feel like usually there's slow times, and then all of a sudden, like, little stories start to build up, and then mm-hmm. boom, it's Star Wars season again. And then we're talking about it every week. I think Bad Batch is going well. I'm really enjoying that.
I'm very much enjoying it as well.
I like in the Star Wars universe that every, like, 3 months they have to bring up the debate of Last Jedi and the Rise of Skywalker, or the
yes,
all of a sudden there's like a new think piece. So there's a
Kelly
lot of
Marie
the...
Tran recently defended the Canto Bight sequence, which yep. I agree with her, and we have defended the Canto Bight sequence on this podcast.
You could not take my defense even farther than it already is. Love that scene. But yeah, so I think there's now a new push. It's like the same news over and over. Make Solo 2 happen again. It's all coming together.
Oh, right. J.J. Abrams admitted that he had some regrets about that. He admits that the Rise of Skywalker and the plan for the whole trilogy maybe could have been coordinated a little better.
Right.
Wow. What news?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest news to happen in our brief hiatus, too, though, is Dave Filoni is now the executive creative director at Lucasfilm.
Yes, Dave Filoni, the internet exploded for a little bit because Dave Filoni's title change was made official,
yeah.
Which is really funny because it was more of like an HR issue, it seemed.
Exactly.
They were like, he's been doing the same job this whole time. They just officially changed his title, which makes it sound like they were like, we're waiting for some paperwork to go through. We got to wait for some money to free up.
Exactly. Well, they wanted to hire his position, so they had to free up the title, his old position.
Right. So obviously, we knew that he had a huge creative input over there, but it's great to see that it's official. Obviously, we're Filoni fans over here. He's been doing great work in the Star Wars universe.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
We got, what? He's doing Boba Fett. He's doing Mandalorian. He's doing...
I think he's showrunning Ahsoka.
Wow.
And then we have all the series coming up. Obi-Wan is knee-deep in sand at this point, you know, in production yeah. out there, I believe.
That keeps getting in
Boston,
more and more
Ireland? Is that what it is?
Yes, Boston.
In Boston, Ireland.
Yeah, they're not doing it in the
they're not Bruins filming it at Faneuil Hall.
Oh, there you go. That's a good, better reference.
I said, well, what were you going to say?
I said the Bruins Stadium. Is that
the Bruins Stadium? at the hockey stadium.
Every city has a hockey stadium.
I believe it's the TD Garden arena. I lived in Boston for a year.
I
passed it all the time.
Wow, and that's why you pay for this Patreon content, to get those. This is a not for pay episode.
Well, no, but this is a pay. But hey, you got it for free. Whoever is listening to this, you got it for free. You're naughty out there getting this for free.
And also,
you're really getting. So don't complain about the quality of the episode. It costs money, and you're getting it for free.
I feel like we're telethoning this. We're trying to pack it all in.
We're trying to pack. We have no requirement for a length on this episode, but we're trying to get as much information out there.
It's really to beat some kind of algorithm.
But do we have any other big plans for the droids?
Well, I mean, I think first off, if you're on social media, at DroidsPod on Twitter, at DroidsPod on Instagram, the Droids You're Looking For podcast on Facebook. You can email us droidspod@gmail.com. But also, if you just want some droids, like see what we've done, the work we've done, go to droidspod.com. You'll see some beautiful artwork by Droid's own Sam, but you'll also see collections of our episodes, our rewatches, our Mandalorian recaps, the High Republic up until this point. So if you aren't caught up, this is your official warning to get caught up. And you can do that by going to droidspod.com. There's also a neat little email sign up there, some other things. And I think, like, we'd be amiss if we didn't mention the droids are extending their R2-D2 Lego giveaway.
Yes. Yes, we are still accepting submissions. Explain this to the people, Chris.
Yeah, so all you got to do is you leave us a review, and maybe, you know what, if you leave us a review, maybe shoot us a note that you left us a review with a little, maybe a screenshot or the text itself, but let us know that you left a review. And what we're going to do for the month of June, and we've done it for the month of May as well, is we're going to collect all these reviews that we receive in this time period, and then we're going to select one at random, so it's just going to be randomly selected, to win the coveted Lego R2-D2 set. Now, if you look this up, it's got some value. I'm not gonna put a monetary thing on it because I know the price of Bitcoin changes on a dime. So,
but just know you might want to snatch this thing up before we realize that it's worth, before it skyrockets to a value that we no longer can give it away.
All of a sudden, we're gonna be wearing gold R2-D2s pretty soon.
You don't want to be in that position. So send us, leave the review, send us an email at droidspod@gmail.com. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And also BCC everyone at lucasfilm.com. And so that'll really get the word out there.
What is it, like george@lucasfilm.com?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just george@lucasfilm.com. Do you think when he sold it that they, like, he went to sign into his email to send a goodbye email and it had been deactivated?
Oh.
But, like, as he signed it, some IT guy was like, beep.
Yep, exactly. He goes, I'll go to Slack and say goodbye to everybody.
I had all the ideas for Indiana Jones 7 in there.
Yeah, like, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you how it ended. Yeah.
So
Bounce back.
Make sure you do that. So DroidsPod, BCC, not CC, everyone, at lucasfilm.com.
Yeah, we don't want the employees to know each other's email address.
Right. And we don't want to be on the email that sends, like, just so everybody knows, the everyone alias is only used for emergencies.
Do not reply all.
You boys talking Star Wars over here?
Whoa, there we go.
See, this, he came. That shot was one in a million, kid. Let's blow this thing and get home. Mike, just reminding people, that they should write us a review to win the R2-D2. There's been an extension on the deadline.
Yes, there has.
So now we have thousands of submissions. We want tens of thousands. So they're sending they're doing a review. They're sending a note to droidspod@gmail.com, and they're BCCing everyone at lucasfilm.com. That's what's going on, Mike. We covered that. We're going to be finishing up the book soon.
Perfect.
We covered the coverage from Vulture about that. We're going to do a season wrap up of the Bad Batch when that finishes up. Whenever people watch it, whoever watches it. And do you have anything you'd like to add about what's going on in the droids world?
You know, I think, Chris, have you gotten into the Mara Jade rumors yet? That's my question.
Oh wow, no. I mean, it's their time. Everyone sit down, grab your popcorn. There's some rumors doing around. So the newest rumors are that Mara Jade's coming back.
Who's playing Luke?
Yeah. What's his name? Aaron. What's his name?
Yeah, no. Alden Ehrenreich. Alden Ehrenreich is going to play Luke, too.
He'll be Luke as well. There's some rumors stewing around. I mean, of course, they can't leave that alone.
Are there rumors of specific actors, or is it just that they are casting Mara Jade?
I've heard that they are casting a Mara Jade. And it might just be like a one-shot episode, I wonder.
Do you think
just...
it'll be like a really age-inappropriate... It'll be like Mark Hamill and Amanda Seyfried?
Yes. Yeah.
But like, I understand that she had an expanded universe role and that people were into Mara Jade. But is it... It's not like right now what Disney seems to be doing is building out, things that they feel like can fit in with the current story and almost the timeline of Mandalorian Plus, right?
Well,
with the exception of the Andor series, so I guess maybe Andor you could go back. But it's almost, I don't know, where does she fit in? Does she fit in? And if she does, how do you fit her in without Luke? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think that's why Luke is a clone. The other rumor.
And that's why Sebastian Stan just looks a little bit different.
Yes,
they're saying now the rumor is that Luke, that a version of Luke is a clone, or that Luke that we know is a clone.
Well, it could go either way. I don't know who the clone is, but I think it's all kind of part of this parallel the sequel trilogy. Is my thinking is what?
But this isn't so. I'm going to throw out a reference that may mean nothing to you guys, but it'll mean something to someone out there. This isn't like a Ben Reilly, Peter Parker thing where it's like there's a clone Luke and the original Luke and we don't know who is who. There may be speculation that Luke himself was a clone.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And I now, did not get the reference.
Look up the Spider-Man clone saga. People are still debating it.
Out of context clues, I feel like. Is it that moment where Spider-Man's pointing at each other? Is that that? No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, but I think there might be some alternate universe. It seemed like Disney at first was like, oh, this expanded universe stuff. No thanks. They put it. And then all of a sudden, someone's like, hey, there's some pretty cool things here.
Yeah.
And
they were like,
done.
Well, listen, they were like counting their $3 billion of box office. And they were like, yeah, let's do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? Fine. I've made peace. We got The Last Jedi. I've made peace with the sequel trilogy in terms of how it ended.
Sure.
And I say that, but when we talk about it next week, I'll be furious again. But you know what? If they want to go back and do EU stuff, it's more Star Wars. That's cool, baby. I want to. I'd like to see a Mara Jade. And then I get to read a bunch about Mara Jade and how people are so mad about Mara Jade. And then we get to keep the podcast going.
Exactly. Really, now at this point, we just need enough Star Wars content to keep proliferating so we can just keep this going.
Right. So we can keep this money train rolling, baby.
What is that term? And I think I've brought it up in the podcast before where it's like you know everything about a certain subject. As in, like, it's not like otaku or something like that. But I can't remember. It was years ago that I read an article about, like, completists. And then they know every single thing about this one area. And I'll have to look up the term and share it up again. But it's like we talked about on the podcast how now, if you want, you could spend all of your entertainment time just in Star Wars.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
if you know the term Mike is looking for, email droidspod@gmail.com, BCC everyone at lucasfilm.com.
You were doing an incredible job of what we like to call the call to action, Ryan. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Doing old CTA here at the end.
Wow.
But do the review first before the we can look up the definition. We can't fake a review.
And by the way, for those of you who gave a review by just giving us stars, thank you very much. It's very hard for us to track your entry by just stars. So again, tip of the old cap from the droids. But please write something to help us out.
We can't follow the star. You know, this isn't a
Two
stars to the left and straight until morning.
Ooh. Oh, there we go.
But you know what? Right? Follow the stars. Doesn't that sound inspirational?
Yeah, or like, listen, we're not Tom DeLonge. We're not the To the Stars Academy. We can't follow everything up there.
Or,
so you gotta send us
an
email.
Are we Bowen and Dragonheart? And we got, you know, Draco. What is it, Draco? Is that John Connery's dragon name?
Dragon. Isn't it wild that Sean Connery was just like in a dragon movie? but like, is Dennis Quaid in that movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but he's Bowen, and it's the final line is from Sean Connery is like to the stars, Bowen, to the stars.
Does the dragon go to space?
Yeah, he becomes a constellation.
Right.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh, you haven't seen this? Also,
hashtag spoilers for Dragonheart.
Yeah.
One of the best scores of all time, and David Fluis is in it, and he's like you just hate him as a bad guy. He's a very
Professor
good
Lupin himself.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
It's a great movie. Him. Wow. If you learned anything from this episode.
I do love him as an actor. I you got to be careful. I don't know if there's anything problematic about him, so I can't endorse everything he's done as a person. I don't know.
I mean, you won't endorse his actions in Dragonheart, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is 100%.
You can say that. That's say that again.
That's a VHS ripper back in the day. I have that thing so worn in. It's like making that sound.
Well, we are very excited. I'm just it's a pleasure to be back and talking with talking on the Star Wars on Droids. You know, we've had a little bit of ups and downs in terms of timing and getting some podcasts out, but we're looking forward to getting back into regular podcasts, back into the four of us once we get new Sam, old Sam, whichever Sam is available.
Whichever one wins out. Hey, talk about clones.
You know, those clones, we really didn't do a good job of keeping them in the same. They're very different. They didn't clone well, as I'd have to say.
It
was a real nature versus nurture on that one.
Almost a bad batch, if you will.
Yeah, one is obsessed with Star Wars and one had never seen it.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't tell you nature versus nurture, I don't know what will.
It's the grand experiment.
Yeah.
Did we talk at all, and we've got only a few minutes left here, end of the Rangers of the New Republic, not happening.
Oh, that has been nixed.
Yes, done for. Not surprising, though I feel very bad for the actor who was playing the other, X-Wing pilot who we saw in Season 2 of The Mandalorian, who was, you know, talking to Cara Dune about, oh, we could really use you as an ambassador out here, and felt like he probably was going to get a pretty big role, you know. And now they've nixed that series.
It really shows. It really highlights that racism, anti-Semitism, toxicity, all of the terribleness in the world doesn't only hurt the world. It hurts your coworkers. So think about that.
Yeah.
Though we're sort of spared because, honestly, would have been leading a series? I can't imagine that being interesting enough. Sure, her standing there brooding and eventually hitting someone with the back of a blaster works fine as an ancillary character.
It would have been her and Bill Burr.
Yeah, I have to believe, you know, that the crew and the cast, I'm sure the show wasn't even crewed up yet. But I'm hoping, you know, obviously I want those people to be employed, very talented people involved and craftspeople and everything. But, you know, I'm confident that they'll find work elsewhere. And, you know, I don't think the world needed this show, and it certainly didn't need that lead. So,
The real tragedy here is will we ever see Ranger Wolf again, Dave Filoni's character, in X-Wing pilot?
Yeah.
Maybe they should have just pivoted and made Ranger, you know, maybe they're going to pivot. And make it like Ranger Wolf. He is now the head honcho.
Educational show for children, Ranger Wolf.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Hi, kids. Ranger Wolf here to tell you that it's not cool. It may look fun on TV, but you shouldn't play right behind X-Wing thrusters.
Right, only you can prevent laser fire.
Mm-hmm. Proton torpedoes are nothing to be trifled with.
Right. Wow. Hey, how about a little Tale of Darth Plagueis?
Did I say proton? It's photon, right?
Wow, proton. No, I think isn't there a proton weapon?
Yeah, I may be mixing up words. My goodness. I'm in my 30s. My brain is mush.
Just a pile of mashed potatoes.
But Chris, maybe Acolyte is going to be that Darth Plagueis.
Oh,
show.
Right.
You know, we're still waiting to see how that turns out.
Hey, it's the story of Sheeves.
After looking up what the word Acolyte meant, I realized that it probably is Darth Plagueis.
Right?
Yeah. I think so.
Never heard the tale.
Do we think it's going to be, they're going to just like burn these out one after another? Like, we're not going to have a break from Star Wars series once they start going. Like, it's just going to be 3 months, next one, three months. Yeah.
I think over the last year, I think they pressed the go button. Because now there's a streaming war about to happen. I think they're like, hey, all right. They were kind of toeing the water a little bit to be like, should we do the streaming? Do we do the movies? Are we missing out on one or the other? And I think after the success of The Mandalorian last year, I think now they're like, never stop. It's basically...
And when you say streaming war, yes. You mean that the employees of Amazon, Hulu, yes. Netflix, Disney Plus mm-hmm. will be streaming their actual physical fighting.
Yes, just yep. but in front of a computer by themselves.
In the parking lot of the now abandoned ArcLight Cinema yeah, exactly. on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, exactly.
And soon to be AMC West
and Blockbuster Videos.
Right.
Across this great country.
Chris, they'll be fighting on the carcass of every Regal cinema they could find.
Chris, I think what you're trying to say yeah. is begun the streaming wars have. You do the voice. You do the voice. It would be better than what.
Was that the horse that someone's riding?
Begun. The streaming wars have.
I joke. That actually,
as the horse.
Pretty solid.
The Yoda
it's
horse.
It's pretty good.
It's just Miss Piggy.
Hey, right, yeah.
Well. Even just a short little jolt of the droids brings me back to Earth, brings me back into like the pleasures of this podcast. We will be back next week to talk more and get into our wrap-up of finally the end of the High Republic, and soon the next book. I think it's what, Into the Storm is the next book, comes out at the end of the month?
I think there's been about 3 books since we started
well,
this book.
But... we're talking about the adult series. We're talking about the main...
Is that why you're bringing up the pleasures of the podcast?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think, not to put any shade on the other books, I'm sure they're all great as well, but like for the pod, we'll focus in on what we all have a chance to read. Probably not going to do chapters by chapter, but if you want us to do
we'll just
chapter
do a
breakdowns,
review in a year.
You want to do a chapter breakdown, let us know. droidspod@gmail.com. That's where you can do the email to us and then reviews on iTunes.
I think you're forgetting something with that email.
The Fallen Order playthrough?
No, BCC.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at Lucasfilm.com.
And do watch that Fallen Order playthrough on YouTube.
All right, that will do it. Thanks for joining the droids. I came in midway, but still, I'm here all the way with you fellas. What a throw.
Chris, you gotta do it.
Annie?
Yeah, it felt good.